Okay, so we've just been talking about this new legal high shop has opened up across the road. Harmonation, they, as you know, had a shop on George Street that was closed down, and just in the last couple of days here have opened up this one directly across the road from you guys. I guess the first question I have to ask you is, what's your initial reaction to hearing that?
Well, it's quite disturbing because I didn't know anything like this existed. So to hear they had a shop and they've now moved outside is disturbing. It's quite upsetting. I'm quite worried about the safety of my staff, the safety of the children that use our theatre and all our visitors. So it's quite, I'm worried, to be honest, very worried.
I mean, the biggest concern here, I guess, is the young people that come here. You guys are such the community hub where a lot of the young people of Aberdeen come to do what they love. Then this is just across the road. That must be...
It's, well, as I said, it's worrying because we pride ourselves on being the hub in Aberdeen, and we want to be a bigger hub, and we want to invite more people here, and we want to be a safe environment. And that's the main thing. It has to be safe because we have young children from the age of, you know, tiny, tiny kids from one up to, you know, 18-year-old young adults that are here, and they come here to have fun, and it needs to be safe because they need to feel relaxed to be here. And, you know, we have vulnerable people that use our theatre and use our facilities as well. And It just worries me what potentially could happen, and that now we have to potentially protect ourselves with what's on our doorstep.
I mean, I would imagine that you're now going to have to think about a lot more and maybe change the way you guys do things.
Well, my job here is operations manager. I look after the site and I look after the staff and the facilities that we have. Obviously, we run shows weekly, and they can run into the evening. So staff could be quite vulnerable late at night going home. And our volunteers, because we've got a huge volunteer basis here of over 80 that use our site and help us, you know, open every single day, and the worry of having to maybe put extra people on to potentially support the rest of the staff here, it's not what I want to think about. I want to think of the bigger picture of how to make our doors even more open to more people and make it a really wonderful place for people to visit, and not think about, right, how do I make this place even safer? It's not what most people think day to day when they come to their job. They want to be safe and they want to be happy and know that their staff are going home safely every night.